live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Nice to have had a day off yesterday, but we're back in the saddle here. And boy, do we have some good guests for you today. We're going to open up talking to Jim Natal from the Literary Southwest series at Yavapai College. They have a very special guest coming in this weekend. Also, author Kevin Cook for his book Electric October about the thrilling 1947 World Series. And then we'll talk to our friend Karen Russell from MVRRH. She has very helpful facts about diabetes that will be coming up after the news with Nick. But we're going to get right to it. We have Jim Natal here on the line. Now, Jim, tell us, what is the Literary Southwest series?
Well, it is, it's been going on at Yavapai College for 9 years now, and four times a year we hold events, and we bring in some of America's top literary talent to Prescott. And they do readings and book signings and answer questions from the audience. And it's just a really fun evening each time. We have music, people really respond to it because it's not a stuffy event. You know, when people sometimes think of literary events, they think they're going to be very slow and the authors are drone. We curate this and bring in authors who are fantastic in person and are really fine writers.
Now, as the series director for Literary Southwest, do you look for a Southwestern tinge, shall we say, to their writings?
Well, I generally try to keep it to authors who are located in the West. Sometimes we have to stretch that definition every once in a while, but mostly our authors come from California, Arizona, New Mexico, sometimes Texas. So, you know, generally we've had them from Wyoming and so on, but we generally try to keep a Western tone to the event.
And you've got a very major guest writer coming in this weekend. He was working as a newspaper reporter in Orange County in the 1980s, and his book, his first novel, in fact, Laguna Heat, later became an HBO movie. Tell us about T. Jefferson Parker.
T. Jefferson Parker is, to me, one of the top crime writers in America today. He's up there, I think, with Michael Connelly and some people that we've had at Literary Southwest, C.J. Box and Craig Johnson. He is that good, and one of the things about his writing and what makes it so popular, I think, is he's just a plain good writer. He knows how to handle multiple characters, storylines, and he always makes it interesting, and he changes voices from book to book.
In addition to Laguna Heat, his novel Silent Joe won the Edgar Award for Best Mystery in 2001. It also won the L.A. Times Book Prize for Mysteries. His book California Girl in 2004 won the Edgar again for Best Mystery. And then in 2008, his book Skinhead Central won him his third Edgar, this time for the Best Short Story. This tells me that your Q&A session with your writer is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it will be. You know, for those out in the audience who don't know what an Edgar Award is, for mystery writers, it's like winning an Oscar. And T. Jefferson Parker is one of only two mystery writers to ever win the Edgar twice for best novel. And then he added the third for short fiction. So he's in very elite company in terms of the awards he's won, plus, you know, just his normal bestseller list performance. But he's he really has a way of tying into things that are going on now, contemporary events, and also he knows how to work with family histories and interactions between friends, you know, over the years, and things that happen, not just, super violent crime stories. In fact, his work isn't really very violent. I mean, it's not Agatha Christie, for sure, but, you know, he uses it judiciously.
And also his book, The Room of White Fire, that was a New York Times bestseller and award winner. His character, Roland Ford, a private investigator, has to hunt down a soldier who's damaged by war, dangerous, and on the run. The character, Roland Ford, was once a cop, then a Marine, now a private investigator, good at finding people, but he's asked to locate an Air Force veteran who's escaped from a mental institution when he realizes he's been drawn into something deep and dark. Cue the eerie music, huh?
Yeah, really. It's this character. This is projected as a series, and the Room of White Fire is the first book of that series. And interestingly, the setting is not very far from where T. Jefferson Parker lives in northern San Diego County, and it's very interesting for him because he's a California native, and he has located every one of his books in Southern California, except one that I can think of, which was in the Sierras, in the eastern side of the Sierras in Mammoth Lakes. That was a book a couple of books ago that delved into some intrigue in the ski racing circuit, big-time racing. But that was a little bit of an anomaly. Mostly they're taking place in his beat, Los Angeles south to the Mexican border.
Jim, this is the ninth year for Literary Southwest, correct?
That is correct.
Now, as hard as you try, you can't do this alone. So who are some of your partners in putting on this series?
Well, I have some help at the college, of course, and my main person is Holly Molina, who has just been wonderful as a series assistant, and she kind of takes it on for the love of it, and I've had a lot of help over the years from Kirsten Adania and from Dean Jill Fitzgerald. Now Laura Blumenstein is coming in and helping, and being involved. So we've a number of people help, and it helps too that Yavapai College has such a great arts and literary faculty. Their creative writing department has always been just superb.
Is that a national reputation because you're able to bring very high caliber authors to Yavapai College?
Well, I don't know. I know we have a very good reputation as a series with agents and authors talk. I mean, the literary community, even on a national scale, is not that big. And, when people come and they have great audiences, and we do have a great audience. I mean, we average a pretty large size, and somewhere in the, 60 to 120 range almost every event. It helps that the admission is free. We try and keep that going. But, Prescott is not a hard sell to get people to come. We have an adequate budget, thanks to the college and to the Yavapai College Foundation, and I'm able to work with agents. And because I'm a writer myself and a poet, and I've been doing this for so long, I'm pretty networked in, and I can, again, Prescott and Literary Southwest is not a hard sell to get people to come.
We are speaking with Jim Natal. He's the Literary Southwest Series Director at Yavapai College. More coming up with Jim in just a moment on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:13 with Jim Natal. He is the director of the Yavapai College Literary Southwest Series. I've been calling it Southwest Literary and Literary Southwest. But to tell us when exactly our listeners can visit with T. Jefferson Parker.
Well, he'll be reading and conversing. We always have a conversation part of the event. It's Friday night, this Friday night, the 3rd, and it's at 7 p.m. Admission is free. We start pretty much on time, and so I expect a pretty large crowd for someone of his caliber, and this should be really, really fun to have him come. And we've had big audiences in the past when we featured mystery writers, and I think this should be no exception.
Jim, in this era when so many books now are published on Kindle and other electronic media, tell us about the sheer pleasures of sitting down with a book in your hand.
Well, you know, my wife is a handmade book artist, and so I am very prejudiced when it comes to the tactile sensory appeal of books in your hand. I personally have a hard time reading, you know, anything longer than a long email on a screen. It's not my favorite way to read. And I just love books. I mean, they're portable. You don't have to worry about the battery running out on them. You know, all those things you always hear. And not to mention, I think it would really hurt if you were reading and fell asleep and the Kindle hit your face. You know, a book is bad enough, but not as bad as maybe a Kindle. But no, seriously, I think all these things you hear about the death of the book in print are a little premature, shall we say. I think most people really do prefer to read their books. If they're going to read at all, I think they prefer to have them in their hands.
And Jim, I'm one of those people who loves to read a book just before bedtime. And if you're reading a Kindle or on the computer right before bedtime, that bright blue light can have some effect on your sleep, can't it?
As far as I understand, yes, that's one of the things they always tell you not to do if you're having sleeping problems, is to stay away from the screen for a while. But it's kind of hard to fall asleep reading T. Jefferson Parker, though. I mean, he's a page-turner.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us what kind of future you see for the Literary Southwest.
Well, next year will be our 10th year, as we've discussed, and I'm already planning some events. So if as long as everything, you know, holds true the way it has for the past 9 years, and everybody is still in favor of having the series, which I think the college has had very good success with, I have some big people planned to come in. Where we've already started talks with some of them.
You know, if T. Jefferson Parker were here in front of me right now, I would ask him, given how many crazy things happen in real life, because I believe truth is stranger than fiction, how often do you see a real-life murder mystery and you're just dying to write a book about it?
Yeah, you know, one of the things about his work, besides dealing with things like that, is that in fact, that's something I want to ask him about, is his research process. It's extensive. Mm-hmm. He gets into all these things, these areas, in detail. In fact, in the Room of White Fire, he talks about, you know, private aircraft and flying and helicopters and planes. But, you know, he talks with authority. He's talked about diamonds and fencing property and stolen cars and hot cars in terms of the speed factor. You know, he talks about all these things, and they are all woven into his stories. You know, I mentioned ski racing. I don't know if he was ever a ski racer, but you'd be surprised to find out that he wasn't, because of the way he talks about these things.
And you can meet T. Jefferson Parker and Jim Natal. You'll be there too, right?
Yes, I'll be hosting.
There you go. That's at 7 o'clock this Friday at the Yavapai College Library, correct?
It's at the Library Community Room.
The Community Room, that's Building 19, Room 147, correct?
Yes. You just follow the crowd, you'll get there.
That's for sure. Jim Natal, always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep that Literary Southwest series going. We love it.
All right. Well, and for the people who come, please let the college know that you like it, and it will keep going.
And one last question. How can people learn more about the Literary Southwest series?
Well, they can go online on the college's website. If you just enter in Literary Southwest, we put our author bios, photos, schedule, a list of all the people we featured over the last 9 years, and it is every time I look at it, I'm impressed. So we've had a lot of great people come through Prescott.
And we thank you for your work in getting that done for us. Jim Natal, thanks for joining us on Q&A. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Jim Natal. Stay tuned, because we've got some more great literature coming up. I'm going to chat with Kevin Cook. If you think this World Series, the Dodgers and Astros, is exciting, wait until you hear about the 1947 World Series, which is why Kevin Cook titled his book Electric October. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City Leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Experience the professionals at Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. With fall and winter here, make sure your yard is prepared. Keep your landscape free of leaves and pine needles with our fall cleanup help. Winter is the only time to prune fruit trees, and our expert staff can make sure it's done properly. And don't forget to winterize your irrigation systems before the first freeze. Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, making sure your project is done correctly and safely the first time. For a free estimate, give us a call at 830-4977 or visit us at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's golden ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your golden ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real golden ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypeinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
A warranty forever. Yes, you heard that right. Hi, folks. It's Danny Sampson here at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. You know, RV manufacturers only offer a 1 or 2 year warranty at most. Little Dealer Little Prices is the only dealer in Arizona offering a forever warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty at no extra charge to you. Now, that's peace of mind. Come see why Little Dealer Little Prices is the dealer that sells more towable RVs than any other dealer in the state. Located at Highway 69 and Truewood Drive in Prescott Valley. Little Dealer Little Prices. Big on selection, really big on saving you money.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers. Hey! Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right, we love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone.
It's World Series time, and a great book to accompany it is Electric October, written by Kevin Cook. The foreword on the book is from Ken Burns, who did that great baseball series for PBS. Burns says it's a wonderful book by someone who clearly loves the game and the seemingly small moments that cement that love. Bravo. That's from Ken Burns. That's a pretty good tout for your book, isn't it, Kevin?
That was awfully kind of him. His, as you say, I loved his baseball documentary, and am fascinated by the current one on Vietnam.
Kevin, you've written 9 books, including Kitty Genovese, The Murder, The Bystanders, The Crime That Changed America, but your last 2 have been about baseball. Why is that?
It took me a long time to get around to baseball. I spent a lot of time covering the game, many years at Sports Illustrated and other places, but had taken a while to circle around to the game that I grew up playing. My pop was a professional ball player. I was never as good as he was. He made it into the high minors before hurting his arm. So while it took a while, it's kind of the culmination of a lifetime of following the game. I've got about a half a century of following the game in me right now. That doesn't take me back to the 1947 World Series, which was before my time, but it helps to kind of inform one's appetite, and was looking for the best topic I could find. I thought I'd found it in the 1947 World Series starring Joe DiMaggio and Jackie Robinson, and it turned out to be even more interesting than that.
That was the first World Series featuring an African-American player. It was also, I understand, the first World Series that was televised, correct?
That's true. There were only a few thousand viewers, TV sets for that matter, along the Eastern Seaboard that could get the game. Most TV sets were still in bars and appliance stores, right? Rather than in people's homes in those days. They were very expensive, with a little bitty screen about the size of a toaster. The figures were an inch tall, and since there was only one camera covering the first World Series that was televised, a lot of times you'd see a player swing and then everyone would just run off the screen. So it would be a good idea to have a radio nearby and you'd know what was going on.
You say that Joe DiMaggio called the 1947 World Series the most exciting ever. He would say that because his home run caught by Al Gianfrido, wasn't it?
That didn't please DiMaggio at all. In fact, of course, he was famous for being stoic. He never showed expression on the field. He was apparently emotionless, even though emotions were spinning inside him at all times. He was a very proud man who grew up with that old-time Gary Cooper sort of idea of American manhood. You don't show your emotions. But when Al Gianfrido made a miracle catch on him in Game 6 that would eventually really help win the game for the Dodgers and send the series to 7 games, DiMaggio kicked the dirt near second base. It amazed all of his fans who'd never seen such a thing. And I can promise you that he remembered that catch for the rest of his life. He not only called the 47 series the most exciting ever, but said that that was the best play anybody ever made on him.
The name of your book, Kevin, is Electric October. The subtitle is 7 World Series Games, 6 Lives, 5 Minutes of Fame That Lasted Forever. So why did you write about the 1947 World Series, which was before your time?
Well, as I mentioned, it was really interesting to go back to a series starring two immortals like Robinson and DiMaggio. But the more I looked into it, the more I found there'd been many books on those two teams, on those two players. There had not been a book about this particular series, and what fascinated me about this series was that it wasn't the superstars. It was the regular guys, the lunch pail guys coming off the bench, who were practically, literally, lunch pail guys. In those days, you made a good living playing ball, but not a lot more than a regular working person would make. The players would take subways or cabs to the ballpark. They worked in the off-season still. They had jobs. This would not be DiMaggio and Robinson, but the other players would sell insurance or sell cars in the off season. Their moments on the field were just part of their lives, and I think what surprised them is how much later in life, they may be 70, even 80 years old, looking back on their whole lives and the 3 or 4 years they had in Major League Baseball, particularly the remarkable moments they had as the stars of this epic World Series of 1947, that was so vivid that it illuminated the rest of their lives in ways they never expected.
And Kevin, as you know, Bill Bevins had a no-hitter going until he faced Cookie Lavigetto. What happened?
That's for sure. Bevins was a journeyman, had sore arm, but he was on the brink of history in Game 4 of the 47 series. He'd walked 10 batters, including the two that were on base. So here he is trying to get one more out to throw the historic first no-hitter in World Series history, and he's got to face Cookie Lavigetto coming off the bench as a pinch hitter, throws a fastball past him, and then the next pitch is the 137th pitch he threw. Lavigetto lines it off the right field wall for what was called the miracle of Flatbush. Mm-hmm. 2-run score, and suddenly instead of being no hit, the Dodgers are winners of the game and the series is tied. Everything changes. The radio announcer, Red Barber, called it the greatest explosion of noise in the history of Brooklyn. And Cookie was definitely, could have been elected mayor, if not king, of Brooklyn the next day. He would talk about that moment for the rest of his life, and he would make appearances with Bill Bevins, the unfortunate pitcher, for the rest of his life on old timers' days. It was a great moment for Cookie to pose with Bevins, and not so fun for Bevins, who was grinding his teeth when that happened.
And on Cookie Lavigetto, I'm going to quote verbatim Red Barber's call. He said, "Friends, they're killing Lavigetto. His own teammates, they're beating him to pieces. It's going to take a police escort to get Lavigetto away from the Dodgers."
Well, that's a better Red Barber than I can do. I'd like to hear you do. They're sitting in the catbird seat. All those.
Oh, sure, sure. Did you ever wish you could tour Ebbets Field?
Yes, and there's a couple of replicas here and there. There's one in Arizona that I haven't been to. You see pictures. It's astounding. Even in Yankee Stadium in those days, there are bare patches in the grass. Mm-hmm. I mean, the game is so much richer today than it was in terms of the amount of money lavished on the field, on the uniforms, on the clubhouses. But there's certainly no doubt that Ebbets Field was a unique place. I love Wrigley Field. I've really like Fenway, but it would be fun to imagine Ebbets Field surviving into today. Before the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles in the 50s, there was actually talk of building a dome over Ebbets Field or building a new domed stadium in Brooklyn, which would certainly have changed history in a strange way.
Sure. And, of course, Robert Moses put the kibosh on that, didn't he?
He didn't want that. He wants everyone driving everywhere for some reason, which is strange for a man who never learned how to drive. The great Moses rode limousines everywhere he went and was determined to change New York City in the way that he imagined the future would be. In many ways, he was absolutely right. In many ways, he was totally wrong. And I think a lot of Brooklynites would maintain that the decisions that led to the Dodgers leaving Brooklyn was one of the biggest mistakes any important New York figure ever made.
The period covered by Electric October is a period when New York had three teams, the Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants, and of course two of them left in the late 50s. Is that why you think the Mets got such a rousing reception when they opened play in 1962, even though they were terrible?
I think it's true, and they were interestingly terrible. As manager Casey Stengel asked him, nobody around here play this game.
Amazing Mets.
He did mention that the Mets made their first, if you remember, their first expansion choice. They took a catcher, and he was asked why that was, and he said, without a catcher, you have way too many pass balls.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's true that New York felt lonesome as a one-team town. And when the Mets came around to bring National League Baseball back to the boroughs, even though they were out in Queens, they inherited a lot of National League Dodgers fans. And to their credit, when you go to Citi Field today, Jackie Robinson is a very important presence. The Rotunda is a replica of Ebbets Field. And there's all kinds of Jackie Robinson images and film, even though, of course, Robinson was never a Met.
And if you want to see what Ebbets Field looked like, watch the Jackie Robinson movie 42. They depict it just beautifully. The name of the book is Electric October. The author is Kevin Cook. Thanks for joining us on Q&A.
Sure, Jordan. Thank you.
And check your local bookstore for a copy of Kevin Cook's Electric October. Back with more on Q&A in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the World Series at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
It's 2017 model year closeout time at Lamb Nissan in Prescott, and the savings are up to 25%. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan. Nissan has piled on the incentives to close out the 2017s, and right now you can get a brand new Nissan Sentra for just $14,381 after a 25% discount. How about America's number one selling sport utility vehicle, the Nissan Rogue? With Nissan's year-end incentives, you can get a new Nissan Rogue for just $19,998. That's a brand new sport utility vehicle for less than $20,000. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Nissan. We save you money and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Nissan and Prescott. We're here to serve.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Halloween is here, and the Prescott Valley Police Department is sharing some tips for parents of little trick-or-treaters.
Officer Jerry Ferguson describes what parents should do to make sure their kids stay safe.
Have a well-planned route in familiar neighborhoods, avoiding homes that are poorly lit inside or outside. Always walk younger children to the door to receive treats, and don't let children enter a home unless you are with them.
Ferguson says parents should also let their children know they need to be careful when out in traffic.
Be sure children do not approach any vehicle, occupied or not, unless you're with them. Discuss basic pedestrian safety rules that children should use when walking to and from houses.
Children should also be taught to say no, or this is not my mother or father, in a loud voice if someone tries to get them to go somewhere or leave with them. As for drivers who will be on the roads this afternoon, the Tri-City DUI Task Force will be conducting a saturation patrol on Highway 69 in Prescott Valley from 4 p.m. to midnight. The Prescott Valley Police Department will hold its own patrol from 3 p.m. to midnight, while Chino Valley Police will be out from 5 to 11 tonight. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes got their first win of the season after beating the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3 in overtime last night. The Coyotes take on the Detroit Red Wings at 4 this afternoon, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Your Halloween decorations may attract trick-or-treaters, but they may also attract wildlife. The Arizona Game and Fish Department is letting residents know jack-o'-lanterns and other fall decorations, such as gourds or squash, are easy meals for wildlife and often attract javelina, coyotes, deer, and even bears. According to Game and Fish Wildlife Education Program Manager Mike DeMlong, habituating wildlife to human food sources can lead to conflicts, resulting in potentially serious injuries to people or pets and even property damage. In addition, unintentional or intentional feeding can cause problems for wildlife, such as obesity and malnutrition, and promote the spread of disease. Game and Fish officials are also reminding residents wildlife may eat birdseed, so birds are best fed only in an enclosed yard, preferably from a feeder. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear and cool tonight, sunny tomorrow and Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 42 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 64 tomorrow and a high of 62 on Thursday. 45 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 74 and a high on Thursday of 73. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Your pets deserve the best. Prescott Compounding Pharmacy can make medications a treat for your pet. No more holding, fighting, biting, or tricking your pets to take medications. I'm pharmacist Greg Huser with Prescott Compounding Pharmacy. My staff and I will work with your veterinary to prepare your pet's medicine in easy-to-give flavored dosage forms. We offer discounts for service dogs, rescue dogs, and adoptions. For more information about our veterinary services at Prescott Compounding Pharmacy, please visit us at PrescottRx.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Yavapai College presents the Rough Rider Radio Show on KQNA. Join host Kim Capen each Saturday at 12:30 for in-depth interviews with administrators, faculty members, and students for a behind-the-scenes look at events and happenings at your community college. The Rough Rider Radio Show from Yavapai College, Saturdays at 12:30 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:40 with our friend Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. I got through it again. Yeah. Doggone it. Getting good at this. Karen, you're here to talk about something that's afflicting more and more people in my age group, certainly. It seems to be a baby boomer disorder. It's diabetes. What exactly is diabetes?
Yeah, and we're talking about this because November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and I kind of thought the timing was good because today's Halloween and
sweets.
You know, sweets, although it's kind of really a myth that, you know, eating excessive amounts of sweets, that in itself will cause diabetes. It's more just the obesity that's linked with it.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes is when your pancreas either does not secrete enough insulin, or maybe doesn't secrete it at all, or it might secrete plenty, but there's just a barrier to where it cannot get from the bloodstream to your cells. So either way, your cells are getting starved from the glucose that you need to mm-hmm. survive.
So who is at risk? Are certain types of people more at risk than others?
Actually, there are different ethnic groups that are more susceptible to diabetes, hereditary. That's so the Hispanic population, the Native American population especially, are more prone to diabetes. And then you have, you know, genetics, genes are, you know, a big part of it. Diet is a huge thing. You know, we were kind of talking about the baby boomers, and because now there's just so much processed foods, trans fats, sugar. You know, people aren't eating well, they're not eating healthy, and weight is definitely correlated to your development of type 2 diabetes.
You know, as a baby boomer, I grew up eating burgers and fries every day, drinking sugared sodas every day, haven't done it for quite a while, but yeah, in my teens and 20s, that was almost my daily diet. And I wonder how many people in the baby boomer category are now paying the price for that, and you know, it's hard to break those habits.
Yeah, it kind of brings me back to the many years ago when I was in college, and I did a study with one of the professors, and we went to some of the elementary and junior high schools, and we were looking at kids and their health and fitness, and that's one of the things we were looking at was the diabetes, their blood sugar, their blood pressure, all those things. And even at that young age, they were starting to develop some of those pre-diabetic, high blood pressure, all those issues just from, you know, no exercise and poor diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, with the proliferation of fast food restaurants, because that is a major player in this, I assume. I heard a legislator in California a couple of years ago propose something that he thought would battle obesity and diabetes and air pollution, of all things. He said, let's give it 5 years and then ban fast food drive-thrus. So if you really want to get fast food, you got to go to a little effort. You got to get out of your car, walk into the restaurant, stand in line, and walk back. And I thought, you know what? That sounds kind of crazy, but crazy like a fox. He might be onto something.
Yeah, I really think so, because it's that impulse. So it's a lot
Bingo.
Easier.
That's what the drive-thru
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
It's all about impulse.
It's impulse control, because uh-huh. you're driving through, you see it, you go, oh, that's...
Ooh.
Or, you know, sometimes your window's down and you can smell some of
sure.
those foods. And, yeah, if you actually have to park, stop your car, get out, wait in line. Mm-hmm. I bet he is completely onto something. I think more people would probably just keep on driving.
I think he's onto something. I really do.
Yeah.
Now, what? Now you, of course, are at Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. So what kinds of complications do you see from people who develop untreated diabetes?
Yeah. We see a large population of the non-compliant diabetics. They're the ones that don't keep their blood sugars under control. And the biggest thing we see are the amputations. So
feet, right?
Usually a feet, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically it can happen on any limb, but generally it is in the feet. Mm-hmm. When you have the blood sugars that are elevated like that, they really damage the arterial system. So you get that, and then also the nerves aren't also getting fed the nutrients because it's not getting from the blood system into the cells. So you have both those factors which create the neuropathies. And a lot of diabetics, you know, if they're not doing daily skin checks and they're not checking their feet to make sure that they haven't stepped on something, because a lot of them, they don't realize they've stepped on something. And then, because they can't feel it.
Because of a numbness.
Yes. And so then something festers. With diabetes, you are prone to, I wouldn't say prone, but your immune system is down. So it's a lot easier to get an infection. So you get an infection on the foot. And it really, I did a lot of wound care years ago, and things would develop to such a point before they even realized what was going on. And so you can get, you know, toe amputations. They might try just like a foot amputation above knee, below knee. So we see a lot of different amputations from diabetic complications.
What kinds of routine testing would reveal that you might be diabetic?
Generally, what they're going to do are blood tests. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the most common is checking your A1C. Your A1C enables a doctor to see what your blood sugar level is throughout a period of several months. So instead of just seeing what it is for that particular day, it gives them a little bit more of a history to see where you're doing with your daily blood sugars.
And that would explain why you have to fast probably 12, 24 hours before that?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and it's good to get the A1C because in times of stress, your blood sugars will typically go up. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the hospital and your blood sugars are elevated and you're not normally someone that has elevated blood sugars, I always tell my patients don't panic because stress will do that. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is just wait till you're in that unstressed state. And again, have the doctor check that A1C and they'll get that number and be able to tell you where you're at.
Now, for people who have diabetes or are prone to it, I understand there are steps they can take to keep it under control even without medication or insulin, correct?
Yes. Depending on whether they're type 1 or type 2, type 1 generally, you know, that's juvenile onset, and you basically are born with this where you just, your pancreas is just not giving
you. And you need really, the insulin
every
day.
You need the insulin, yeah. Yeah. Right. But the type 2, as it's adult onset, you can typically do it with diet and exercise. That's usually the first course of treatment. They want to treat it conservatively. So they want to get your weight down. They want to make sure you're eating properly. So they want to see if they can treat it conservatively first, because a lot of individuals, especially just even just losing the weight, will sometimes allow that insulin resistance to change, and you might start being able to get that, you know, that blood barrier through to your cells.
That's one of the things I've always paid a lot of attention to, because every time I go to the doctor, I keep waiting for him to say you're diabetic, because I'm like the classic candidate for it in a lot of ways, but it always comes back clean. But they always tell me you need to watch your diet and more exercise, because that'll stave it off as you get older. And I find that true. And also for people who follow professional sports, I find it amazing that a ball player like Ron Santo of the Chicago Cubs, he was diabetic. He also lost a leg in his 60s. Bobby Clark was a Hall of Fame hockey player for the Philadelphia Flyers. They both had to undergo daily insulin injections because they had the teen onset diabetes.
Yeah, and when you are an athlete or someone that exercises and you are requiring insulin injections, that is a really precarious situation, because you really have to delicately balance your insulin and your activity level and your diet, because it's really easy to then get hypoglycemic.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's manageable, but boy, you really have to be on top of things and really do your blood sugar checks and know what your body's needing and how your body's feeling. Because sometimes elevated blood sugars are one of those things, you don't feel it.
Right.
You know, so you don't realize all this damage that's going inside your body. So yeah, so athletes, I tell you, they really I think it amazes me that they're able to do what they do and have that.
You know, even though we tend to think of it right now as more of an older person's disease, of course we see it, you know, in teens too. Do you think that the lifestyle of so many younger people today, where they're locked onto their electronic devices and they don't get outside and they don't exercise and they don't pay attention to diet, we're going to see an explosion, an epidemic among younger people?
Sadly, yes, I really do, because exercise is such an important part in keeping your blood sugars down. And if you have insulin issues getting to your cells, the exercise helps drive that insulin into your body cells. So activity is so important. And usually what happens is individuals that are on all those computers, electronics, they're usually snacking as well while they're doing it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And most of the time you ever notice you're not really paying attention to that bag of potato chips, and then all of a sudden
It's gone.
Yeah, and so it's very common that people, you don't, and they actually say you're not really enjoying what you're eating completely, because you're really paying attention to your electronic device, not to what you're eating. But people will tend to snack a lot with those too.
Anybody who's been on Weight Watchers has heard that story, and it's true, because they say when you're sitting down to a meal, take your time. Don't have any distractions. Enjoy every bite, because if you're sitting there watching the ball game and you're noshing and stuff, you have no idea how many calories you're putting away. And because we're talking, you know, snacking with sports and entertainment and stuff, we're not always talking about the healthiest food, are we?
Not usually, no.
Yeah.
No. And again, when you think about your sensory systems and when you're starting to get all that sensory integration, it really would be hard for you to really completely appreciate the smell and the taste of food when your other sensations are so highly engaged in something mm-hmm. else. You mm-hmm. know. So,
tell us about Dr. Terry Bagley.
Dr. Bagley is one of our physicians that has his own clinic with inside our building. He's our assistant medical director, so he handles our inpatients, but he also has his own patient care there as well.
Mm-hmm. And tell us again, I know we've mentioned this before in previous visits, the older you get, the more important it is to keep moving.
Yes. Exercise, you know, again, as we get older, it's, I say that word and it's like the dreaded E word to my yeah. older adults. They look at me and it's, you know, they give me the, I'm too old to exercise. And it's just, you know, the complications that you would have from diabetes or you know, stroke risk, cardiovascular risk, all those different things that can be reduced just by some, and it doesn't have to be, you don't have to kill yourself.
No.
So you're just going out and maybe doing a 10-minute walk three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to kill you. But just a little bit of activity goes a long way.
And it feels good to work up a sweat. And, you know, it's amazing because once you start doing this on a very small scale, you find your resistance building, you want more of it, and then you start really seeing some benefits, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, I'm one of those. I like to work. I like to sweat. And yeah. I like the challenge. I like that. Wow, it was really self-satisfying to know that my body was able to do that. We did, a friend of mine for my birthday yesterday, we went and did the...
Well, happy birthday!
I had to throw that in there.
Of course, very
yeah,
nice.
But
okay.
We went and did the Granite Mountain hot shot hike in your
Oh, sure.
So, but again, that's yeah. But it was really satisfying to know, okay, my body was able to get pushed and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, exercise can really be, it just can really make you feel really good about yourself and really increase your self-esteem as well.
See, I can appreciate that because my body used to be a temple and now it's a convention center. So I can really appreciate that. How can people contact you at MVRRH?
There you go. We're at 928-759-8800. We also have a website, which is www.mvrrh.ernest with an E-R versus E-A, ernesthealth.com. We have some things on YouTube, and we're also on Facebook.
But the healthcare is very earnest with an A, isn't it?
It is,
indeed,
definitely.
It is.
Yes.
Karen Russell, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Yavapai County Contractors Association presents 60 Seconds of Interest.
Fall is in the air. Winter's just around the corner. Now is the time to ensure your home is ready before Old Man Winter arrives. Get your furnace checked out by a local heating contractor, or you could find yourself under layers of blankets to stay warm. Change that furnace filter now, and then change monthly through the heating season. Here's a winter tip. Reverse the direction of your ceiling fans. We all use fans in the summer, but remember, they help you stay warm in winter. Reversing the direction will send warm air down and not up. There's nothing like the glow of a fire to warm a winter evening. Before you light that first log, make sure your fireplace and chimney are clean and critter-free. Now's the time to have your chimney inspected before the snow flies. Need help? Call YCCA 778-0040.
This has been YCCA's 60 Seconds of Interest.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And if you're driving tonight, please be very, very careful. The little folks will be out trick-or-treating, and in those costumes and masks, they probably can't see you very well. You might not be able to see them. So please be very, very careful this evening. Stay tuned now for a half hour of Michael Medved, followed by Coyotes hockey at 4:30 as the Coyotes travel to Detroit. They'll face the Red Wings. Then join me right back here Wednesday for my very special guest, Mr. Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener. He'll be here for a full hour tomorrow. Everything you need to know to maximize your garden and your yard before the really cold weather. That's Wednesday at 3 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.